From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Kurdish fighters say that they have liberated a northeastern Syrian town that has been a key stronghold of Islamic State militants. A spokesperson for the People's Protection Units, or YPG, confirmed to VOA that the Kurdish fighters had seized the city of Tal Hamis in Hasakah province. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 175 Islamic State militants were killed by Kurdish fighters and by coalition airstrikes in recent days. Meanwhile, VOA's Kurdish service reports that at least 9 people were killed when Islamic State militants carried out a bombing of a church near Tal Tamer. At least 4 people were abducted. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko says his military is ready to return its heavy weapons to the front lines in eastern Ukraine, noting that Russian-backed rebels are still violating a ceasefire deal that was reached earlier this month. Mr. Poroshenko said Friday that Ukraine's army is ready at any moment to stand up to the enemy. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military spokesman said 3 government soldiers had been killed and 7 wounded in the past day. Talks between the United States and Cuban diplomats opened Friday in Washington, exploring the possibility of restoring diplomatic ties between the two countries after 5 decades of estrangement. The talks are part of U.S. President Barack Obama's initiative to end the trade embargo against Cuba. A senior State Department official said Friday's session will focus solely on opening embassies in Washington and Havana as quickly as possible. This is VOA News. A prominent Bangladeshi-American blogger who wrote against religious fundamentalism has been hacked to death in Bangladesh's capital. Avijit Roy, a Bangladesh-born U.S. citizen, and his wife were attacked late Thursday after leaving a book fair at Dhaka University, authorities said. Ahmed, who is also a blogger, was seriously wounded. The incident, who was the latest, that is, in a series of attacks on secular writers who have supported free-thinking values in predominantly Muslim Bangladesh in recent years. Reacting to Roy's murder, Bangladeshi human rights activist Adilur Rahman Khan said that people are becoming increasingly afraid of expressing different ideas.
This is the kind of situation where rule of law does not exist, and this kind of situation is happening. And this is really deplorable, and Bangladeshi people are feeling that they are helpless at this stage.
Khan, who received the 2014 Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Award, described the situation as very serious. An unknown militant group, Ansar Bangla 7, has claimed responsibility for the attack. The U.S. economy grew slower than first thought in the last few months of 2014. Friday's report from the Commerce Department says that the gross domestic product expanded at 2.2% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That is a bit slower than a previous estimate and about half the rate of the third quarter's expansion. Commerce officials say GDP growth slowed because of less federal government spending and rising imports. The U.S. House of Representatives has cleared the way for passage of a short-term funding bill to keep the Department of Homeland Security open. Lawmakers on Friday voted 240 to 183 to clear a procedural hurdle to advance the bill just hours ahead of a midnight deadline when money for the agency runs out. Before the bill can take effect, however, the House and Senate must each vote one time to finally approve it. And actor Leonard Nimoy, best known for his character Mr. Spock on the short-lived but much-loved TV series Star Trek, has died in Los Angeles. He was 83. Family members confirmed Nimoy's death a year after he revealed he had been diagnosed with a serious lung disease. Nimoy will best be remembered for the central role he played in the Star Trek series. Spock, half human, half alien, fought a continual war between emotion and logic. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.